This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich.
Publicly supported Amtrak has been financially off the rails for years. So how is it that a purely private rail line is steaming ahead with a route from Miami to Orlando? Florida East Coast Industries aims to get its $1 billion rail line called All Aboard Florida running by 2014. From WMFE in Orlando, here's Matthew Petty.
Florida East Coast Industries already owns 200 miles of track along the 240-mile route. The company says ridership studies show the passenger service can be a success.
There's a demand. People want to ride it. They want the alternative to driving or taking the bus or, in some cases, taking a flight.
Susie Wiles, a spokesperson for the project, says the trip will take just under 3 hours and could cost something in the range of $130 one way. That's about twice as fast and twice the price of an Amtrak ticket from Orlando to Miami. Waiting on an Amtrak platform in Orlando, Jerry Dallaire says he'd consider riding the new train if it's comparable to the cost of gas and tolls.
Yeah, actually I would. I hate to drive down there. And I've been reading about it. And yeah, if they can get that thing going, I think it would be useful.
Linton McDonald Jr. says he'd take the train to see friends in Miami.
If it's just a once in a blue moon kind of thing, I would be willing to pay, you know, whatever the asking price is, price of convenience, I guess.
It could prove to be a game changer for South Florida.
Eric Dunbar, the director of the School of Urban and Regional Planning at Florida Atlantic University, says Amtrak could soon have some competition on its hands. He says the Miami to Orlando corridor is just one of the so-called mega regions in the U.S. where the need for intercity passenger rail is growing.
It makes less and less sense for these sorts of trips to be accomplished via the airport. They eat up a lot of airport capacity that might be better served to handle larger and more profitable flights.
Dunbar says if privately funded intercity rail line turns a profit, high-speed rail could even be back on the table in Florida. In Orlando, I'm Matthew Petty for Marketplace.